Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez, sitting with me inside the KRWG studios, as she is each and every Friday. It's Lorena Sanchez. Lorena, lots to do this weekend, including the big event, the big fair of them all,
yes.
The Renaissance Fair.
It's my favorite event in Las Cruces, one that I really look forward to every year. So it's the 45th annual Renaissance Arts Fair.
45 years.
45 years. And they have, they have it perfected, but they're always coming out with new stuff. So it's just getting bigger each and every year. Pretty inexpensive event to go to. It's $8 a person. 12 and younger are free. One of my favorite things is Magellan. He's going to be back this year. Operating up in, you know, back to his good old self.
Well, the cool thing, too, is they're actually opening up an extra hour this year.
Mm-hmm.
They used to open at 10, but they're opening up at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and then on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep, and it's going to have all the good food. It's going to have those really beautiful show dogs that they have every year, jousting, a ton of vendors. I'm just hoping, fingers crossed, that the weather...
It's going to cooperate, because gosh darn it, we are Las Cruces.
But I will brave it.
You're going to brave it. Well,
otherwise,
you have to brave it. Well, you know, when you think Renaissance Fair, I always think of fall weather, fall cool weather. So maybe we can have a little bit of that and put us in the mood.
I just remember it's been warm the past couple of years. So.
Yeah, it's enough to put you in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else that's happening, an homage to Dia de los Muertos. Tell me about this.
This is a partnership that Las Cruces has with the Mexican consulate, and so what happens is they bring these really incredible artistic shows to Las Cruces throughout the year. This one is called Mexican Mosaic, a Day of the Dead celebration, so it's the Dia de los Muertos performance, and that is going to be at 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Rio Grande Theater. So these performances are always free, but it's a first-come, first-served basis, so you do want to get there early to the show.
And doors open at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, a show benefit for La Casa and Jardín de los Niños.
Yes, so this is called Runway for Change. It's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. This is on the plaza. So I think it's a really beautiful setting for this kind of an event. It's hosted by NMSU students, and what they're going to be doing is, and local artists, so they're going to be promoting their businesses, but also proceeds for this event are going to benefit Jardín de los Niños, La Casa, and another group called International Justice Mission. So well worth your time, another event.
Cool. Now, here's something that surprised me for your weekend impulse is Sunday brunch at Taos.
So Taos Restaurant not too long ago started a Sunday brunch for students, but also for everyone to come and enjoy. It is extremely affordable. It's about $9.75 for adults, and then it's a little lower price for children. So I think it's a good family kind of atmosphere that you can take your kids to, because sometimes brunches can be a little more, I don't know, reserved.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of those things where you kind of halfway dress up for brunch.
And kids are welcome at this. I think a lot of the times brunches are pretty expensive. But this one in particular, it's definitely serving the NMSU students that are here on the weekends that want to enjoy a nice brunch, affordable brunch. And also everyone out there in the community to have a chance to get on campus and to enjoy some of the food that they have. So they have specialty pizzas. They have, of course, a waffle bar, eggs, bacon, biscuits and gravy. They also have steak, which looked pretty good with a really good au jus sauce. And then just a bunch more, again, breakfast, lunch, for a nice, relaxing Sunday.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lorena.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.